This is Govern America. Govern America.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nancy Levan is joining us as well. It's nice to have you with us once again as we document the crisis of our republic. And it is the 21st of March, 2015, ladies and gentlemen, the second day of spring, I think, officially. And it is enjoyable, just getting out, taking walks yesterday, walking the dog, and enjoying the weather. It's a lovely time of year, and the mud is going to dry up. We've been blessed. Normally this time of year when there's a big melt-off, and we've had a huge melt-off this year, we have the also additional problem of having the spring rains hit at the same time. So it complicates things as far as the driveways for those of us who live in the rural areas especially. And so, anyway, but it's been very dry as far as the rain is concerned, and it's given the ground a little time to have the water evaporate into the air a little bit. So I'm sure the spring rains will come before long. However, in California it's also been very dry. And that is something that's greatly concerning everyone out there, but also it should concern everyone across the nation. We'll get to some of that as time progresses here. But anyway, Nancy Levan's joining us as well, I believe. Nancy, good morning.
Darren.
Darren,
when you're walking your dog, I want you to be very careful because a cow, a deadly cow, might attack you. Darren, when you posted this, that that I have raised beef cattle and also dairy cattle. I have more scars on my body from my dang cat than I do from a cow. I'll tell you, Darren, I just sat there and I laughed when I read that. What these people will go to no end to push this vegetarianism on people.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, it's crazy is what it is. Oh, we're not crazy. That's what these people are, you know.
Well, Darren, you know, if you want a deadly creature, how about humankind? You know, how about this military-industrial complex? Cows? Oh, my God. Goodness.
Yeah, what she's referring to, ladies and gentlemen, the article is up on the website. They say something about, can you read the headline? Because I don't have it before me at the moment.
Yeah, it says, look out. They may be coming for you next. Cows are deadlier than you ever knew.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they say, oh, they fall on people. They I'm trying to remember now what the article said. It was just such a ridiculous thing.
Oh, my word.
Little humor relief for you. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right. It's exactly what it is.
They're trying to kill off the industry. They want you to be a vegetarian. Just talk. The UN will tell you all about it.
Yeah, they're trying to demonize beef.
Yep.
And any way they can do that, and if they can get you to think that, well, you know, the cows are killers. Cows are evil. You know, it's just a part and parcel of all the propaganda we're exposed to on a daily basis on a, you know, throughout everything, you know. And
they're just getting really sloppy with their propaganda, Darren.
Well, I think you got kids taking over. You know, United Nations is recruiting children for everything anymore because they say children have a unique perspective. And yet, I guess they're right. Children do have a unique perspective. They have no perspective from any standpoint of experience, by the way, though. That's the unique perspective that they have. They don't have anything from which to draw on in the way of experience. So they're very easily molded and shaped.
Yeah, it's kind of like reading a teleprompter.
Well, it's kind of like attending a State Department press briefing, or at least watching one on video.
Oh,
you know, I'm going to get into some of this stuff today, ladies and gentlemen, from Marie Harf. There was a conference at the State Department where she spoke. I got some audio from that, Nancy, and I'm going to dissect some of what she had to say and the way she had to say it, because I think this is kind of instructive. Going back in time, back to the, you know, early 20th century, there was a gentleman, I use that word very loosely, by the name of Benjamin Kidd, who said, give us the young, give us the young, and we will create a new earth in a single generation. Now, they are doing just that. This guy was what is called a social Darwinist. And he believed, and you hear terms like social heredity, where they believe that over time they can change a generation. And they've done just that. They've done just that. Before we get too far into all of that, though, I want to, you know, we have another attempted mandate, or at least a you know, something Obama has floated out there now, and I'm sure you've heard about it. He's now talking about mandatory voting. You know, in the land of the free, Washington Times says Obama, whose party was trounced in last year's midterm election due in part to poor turnout among Democrats, endorsed the idea of mandatory voting Wednesday. Now, I got the audio from what he said. Let's start here. Let's go ahead and play this report.
President Obama says it may be time to make voting a requirement. The president pitched the idea in Cleveland yesterday. He said mandatory voting could offset the influence of big money in politics, where ending low voter turnout. The Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance says at least 26 countries have mandatory voting.
Yeah, and other, at least 26 countries take their people out and behead them, shoot them in the street, and otherwise torture them, too. Do we want to necessarily follow the example of other countries? Just because other countries are doing it doesn't mean that we should be doing it, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, this is what our fearless leader had to say.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever said this publicly, but I'm going to go ahead and say it now. We shouldn't be making it harder to vote. We should be making it easier to vote. And what I haven't said, I've said that publicly before. So my Justice Department is going to be vigorous in terms of trying to enforce voting rights. I gave a speech down at Selma at the 50th anniversary that was incredibly moving for me and my daughters, and the notion that this day and age we would be deliberately trying to restrict the franchise makes no sense. And at the state and local levels, that's, you can push back against that and make sure that we're expanding the franchise, not restricting it. In Australia and some other countries, there's mandatory voting. It would be transformative if everybody voted. That would counteract money more than anything. If everybody voted, then it would completely change the political map in this country. Because the people who tend not to vote are young, they're lower income, they're skewed more heavily towards immigrant groups and minority groups, and, you know, they're often the folks who are, they're scratching and climbing to get into the middle class, and they're working hard. There's a reason why some folks try to keep them away from the polls. We should want to get them into the polls. So that may end up being a better strategy in the short term.
Okay, so I don't know anybody. Are you aware of anybody that the officials are trying to keep away from the polls, other than maybe illegal immigrants who shouldn't be voting in the United States elections in the first place? I'm not aware of anybody that's being deliberately kept from the polls. Are you?
Okay, number one, he just insulted every younger voter. Number two, he just insulted the, quote, poor people, quote unquote, poor people in the United States, insinuating that, you know, they just don't care to vote. You know, this guy is just an idiot.
Well, maybe they don't care to go to vote, but that's their right not to vote.
Well,
you know?
You know,
frankly, I wouldn't be voting either.
Came out of his mouth in the same sentence. What an idiot!
The only reason I care to vote is for local stuff. You know, I don't vote in national elections anymore.
Nope.
Because it's
either.
A waste of time. I know the game is rigged. But local elections, I think, are less rigged than national elections. And I never miss an opportunity to show up to vote against our local school millages, which our local schools seem to always have their hands out trying to get another millage passed. So I always show up to vote those down. But, I mean, as far as national elections are concerned, you know, somebody said very good, and in fact, I think it was on this show, they called in and said, and it was a good point, that if voting actually worked to change things in this country, it would be illegal. So the fact that he is promoting trying to show up to change, to get people to vote, and even mandating it, indicates that voting isn't going to do anything to change this country.
Well, all you do is, you know, select, you know, these predetermined people, all of which are in the same party called the Global Party. I mean, it's a joke. It's frankly a joke to vote.
And now we got Oregon has come out now, and they are in the process of, I guess they've already adopted an automatic voter registration. 17 years, they say, in the Associated Press, after Oregon decided to become the first state to hold all elections with mail-in ballots. It took another pioneering step on Monday, which is, by the way, a bad idea. Mail-in ballots. Huge, huge opening for massive voter fraud, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And so is this. Now it's taken another pioneering step, they say, on Monday to broaden participation by automatically registering people to vote. Governor Kate Brown signed the bill that puts the burden of registration on the state instead of voters. Under the legislation, every adult citizen in Oregon who has interacted with the Driver and Motor Vehicle Services Division since 2013 but hasn't registered to vote will receive a ballot in the mail at least 20 days before the next statewide election. Oh, yeah, there's no problems with this, is there? You know, you're going to have people who have never voted in their life, don't care about elections, national or local, and there's going to be all these ballots in the mail now, which can be intercepted. I mean, you're opening a massive door for voter fraud here. So
point.
Yeah, that I think that is the point.
Yep.
They say the measure is expected to add about 300,000 new voters to the rolls. So, just another example, ladies and gentlemen, of just absolute abject insanity.
Yep.
Now, earlier I was talking about California and the problems that are there regarding their water crisis. This is something that really has got me concerned, Nancy, and I'll go ahead and I got a report here. Let's just go ahead and play this one.
It is certainly no secret that California is running dry and under a drought emergency. Today, the governor released an emergency plan, but is he really doing enough? NBC4's Patrick Healy live in Westwood with more on the plan, how it impacts you, your neighbors, and in fact, the entire state. Patrick.
Colin and Chuck, the big topic of discussion today, the increasing likelihood of mandatory cutbacks in water allocation. But Governor Brown indicated he is not yet ready to take California there. Entering year four of drought, with California's shrinking reservoirs estimated to be within 2 years of running out, Governor Brown sounded almost weary in warning Californians more challenges lie ahead.
This is a struggle, and it's going to be something we're going to have to live with for how long, we're not sure.
The governor joined California's legislative leaders from both houses and both parties to announce a billion-dollar spending plan too urgent to wait for the June budget. Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon.
There is no greater crisis facing our state today than its lack of water.
The $1 billion will come largely from bond measures already approved by voters, committing $273 million to water recycling, desalination, and water quality improvement, $660 million to flood control to capture the storms of future years, and $76 million for relief, including food for farm workers idled by the drought. But the lawmakers themselves acknowledged this is far from enough. Assembly Minority Leader Kristen Olson.
This is a temporary, small step toward fixing a monumental problem.
This announcement coming just 2 days after action taken by California's Water Resources Control Board fell short of what many critics feel is needed, expanding its ban on water wasting, but not requiring specific conservation levels. The governor refused to second-guess the board.
I think the Water Board is acting at a pace that they think makes sense.
Reporters hammered the governor. Why not move faster?
When are you going to ration? I've heard NASA say we've had a year left of water.
Well, that
rationing sounds like it's a here and now.
Well, that's good, and I'm glad there are only some who say that.
I think it's really up to the water districts, and hopefully the Metropolitan Water District will step up now.
As NBC4 reported, for the first time, the Southland's largest water wholesaler and importer, the Metropolitan Water District, is expected next month to vote to cut water allocations by 10 to 20% to all 26 of its members, including the city of Los Angeles. And any of those agencies that go over the allocation, they would face surcharges, and that does not require action by the state of California. Reporting live in Westwood, Patrick Healy, NBC4 News.
Now, this is something that really is concerning because, you know, regardless of whether this is a natural or man-made event, and by man-made, I mean geoengineering man-made, because we know that the other side manipulates weather all the time. And droughts can be created, floods can be created, and I believe are created. But the important thing to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, is with this water crisis going on and crops apparently going to be going dry, this is something that everyone needs to be concerned about, because according to the New York Times, one-third of the nation's produce comes from California. New York Times reported a couple of years ago, let me just share a little of this with you. This reporter says, Mark Bittman says, I left Los Angeles at 4 in the morning, long before first light, and made it to Bakersfield, the land of oil derricks, lowriders, and truck stops. He says, you know that huge pile of cello-wrapped carrots in your supermarket? Now imagine the pile filled the entire supermarket. That's how many carrots I saw upon my arrival at Bolthouse Farms. Something like 50 industrial trucks were filled to the top with carrots, all ready for processing. Bolthouse, along with another large producer, supplies an estimated 85% of the carrots eaten by Americans. There are many ways to put this into perspective, and they're all pretty mind-blowing. Bolthouse processes 6 million pounds of carrots a day. If you took its yield from 1 week and stacked each carrot from end to end, you could circle the earth. If you took all the carrots the company grows in a year, they would double the weight of the Empire State Building. All right, I'll tell you what, we got to take the break already. We'll continue this on the other side of the break, and then we'll move on to other things. But this California water crisis, Nancy, I think is very important to spend a little bit of time on. Because I'm concerned that it won't be very long, if this continues, before people could very well find themselves in a situation that the store shelves are empty. Or at the very least, if the store shelves have food, you're going to be paying a fortune. A fortune. One-third of the nation's produce? You know, we're going to need some more of them dangerous cows. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey,
Listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
We're back. This is Govern America. Nancy Levin is here. I'm Darren Weeks. The website is governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. The chat room is open. There's a bunch of people in there now. Chat.governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. We're talking about the California water crisis right now. And they're talking rationing at this stage in the game. And there's going to be, apparently, if this continues, several farms that are going to go dry. And this is something that I think is really kind of absurd in a way, because you have a state that's really butted up against the largest water supply on the planet, the entire ocean. And I've said years ago that they should be putting in place a sophisticated operation. See, to me, this is an infrastructure problem, Nancy. To me, what they should have been doing, and you know, of course, this is Monday morning quarterback, but I've been saying this for years. Ocean desalinization. In fact, they mentioned part of that in one of the, you know, they're going to make moves toward doing that now. But this is something that should have been being put into place years ago. I mean, droughts are not new. Droughts are something that just happen naturally. And without the proper infrastructure to mitigate that, when you have a nation of people that are dependent upon the crops from California and really the world. We export a lot of food also. We also import a lot of food. And that's the other thing is that we have ships waiting offshore, apparently, waiting to be unloaded. So anyway, they say in this New York Times piece, Bolthouse, the farm that this reporter visited, is just one of the many massive operations of California's expansive Central Valley, which is really two valleys, the San Joaquin to the south and Sacramento to the north. All told, the Central Valley is about 450 miles long from Bakersfield up to Redding and is 60 miles at its widest between the Sierra Nevada to the east and the Coast Ranges to the west. It's larger than nine different states, but size is only one of its defining characteristics. The valley is the world's largest patch of Class 1 soil, the best there is. The 25 degree or so temperature swing from day to night is an ideal growing range for plants. The sun shines nearly 300 days a year. The eastern half of the valley and the western to some extent uses ice melt from the Sierra as its water source, which means it doesn't have the same drought and flood problems as the Midwest. The winters are cool, which offers a whole different growing season for plants that cannot take the summer heat. There is no snow. The valley became widely known in the 1920s and 30s when farmers arrived from Virginia or Armenia or Italy or Oklahoma and wrote home about the clean air, plentiful water, and cheap land. Now listen to this. Now the valley yields a third of all the produce grown in the United States. Unlike the Midwest, which concentrates devastatingly on corn and soybeans, more than 230 crops are grown in the valley, including those indigenous to South Asia, Southeast Asia, and Mexico, some of which have no names in English. At another large farm, I saw melons, lettuce, asparagus, cabbage, broccoli, and a whole bunch of other things. I don't want to name off the whole list. Whether you're in Modesto or Montpelier, there's a good chance that the produce you're eating came from the valley. So anyway, that's the article, and it's up on the website right now if you would like to read it in its entirety. I read a good part of it. The point is that this is greatly concerning to anyone who likes to eat, knowing that a third of your crops for the nation come from this area that's being hit devastatingly hard by drought should awaken everyone. Everyone needs to be putting a garden in. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, just something else too, ladies and gentlemen. If you click on the news tab and scroll down to the March 19th articles, you're going to see something posted, and it's called Truth Time, and it says pilots, doctors, and scientists tell the truth about chemtrails, geoengineering, which is what chemtrails actually is.
I'll tell you what, hey, I got to take a break. Hold your thoughts, and we'll come right back to you. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I look up to the sky. Can you tell me why? Can you tell me why? I don't wanna see you cry. I just wanna see you smile.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, Darren Wakes and Nancy Levant here, as we are every Saturday. We hope you'll spread the message. If you like what we're doing, do the best we can to bring you information and documentation that isn't really covered by anybody else. We do a lot of digging, and some of the stuff will be covered by other people, but a lot of it won't. And as we get into things more in-depth today, I'm certain we'll have some stuff that you will not hear anybody anyplace else. Anyway, before the break, we were talking about the California water crisis, the impact on food that it could have. And Nancy, I think you were just getting ready to talk about geoengineering or something. I'm not sure.
Yes, I want to talk about geoengineering. There's a video that I want you to, it's 15 minutes long. It's, if you click on the news tab, it's in the March 19th section. And the other thing that I want to say is, you know, think of this, ladies and gentlemen. In Washington State and Oregon and about the northern half of California, we have what are called the boreal forests, meaning the wet forest. It rains every day. It rains every day in Hawaii. Now, it's very interesting to me, Darren, that this one place in California where they grow one-third of the nation's food, suddenly has absolutely no water. Now, follow this in a place where it rains almost every day, and then listen to this headline. The federal government moves to seize water rights from 100,000 Montanans, all surface water, and wells. Now, ladies and gentlemen, California, in this quote-unquote drought, I think is the poster child for this seizure of water rights. Now, we're not seeing this in Montana. We're not seeing this in California. We're seeing this all over the country, where they are metering wells, they are controlling water, and at the same time that all of this is going on in California, Darren, Nestle is still drawing most of its water out of the state of California for its bottled water industry. They do that here in Detroit as well, in Michigan. And so, you know, I think that this whole thing is manufactured. I think it is the way to privatize water. And I think that, you know, once again, they're using this fear scenario. I think this is a created drought through geoengineering. I know that Dane Wigington believes that to be the case. He has the Geoengineering Watch site, which I highly recommend. So, yeah, I mean, this thing is just unbelievable, because it's just in the section where a third of the nation's food is grown.
Right, exactly. You know, and the point is, as I was saying earlier, these droughts can be mitigated through infrastructure. You know,
absolutely.
You can distribute, you can desalinize the ocean and distribute the ocean. I mean, they've got oil pipelines, they've got natural gas pipelines. How about putting in some water pipelines and distributing this? To areas that are hardest hit.
The Rocky Mountains to the east, covered with snow. You've got the Cascade Mountains to the north, covered with snow. Where is all of that water going when it once went to California?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then we have the EPA doing things like this.
Well, Ainsley, forget taking a long hot shower on vacation. The EPA is about to start monitoring your water use. They're spending $15,000 of your tax dollars to create a wireless system to track just how much water hotel guests actually use. Now, the agency estimates that hotel guests around the world waste millions of gallons of water each year.
So there you go. The EPA going to be getting in the shower with you. Now at hotels. Doesn't that just give you the warm fuzzies? You know, and the EPA has been very active lately. In fact, listen to this. Now, not only are they wanting to regulate how long you take a shower for at a hotel, but they're also wanting to regulate your backyard barbecue.
Supporters call it the Pork Steak Rebellion, the St. Louis-born effort to keep the EPA from regulating backyard barbecues. A state lawmaker is urging people to barbecue this week to send the EPA a message. And Fox News' Andy Banker is live with a story you'll see only on Fox. Andy?
Mandy, there are concerns about what you're breathing when you stand over your gas grill. That smoke comes up, and when the grease from your meat drips down into the flames, especially when you flip a burger or a pork steak, as so often the case is in St. Louis. Well, now the EPA is agreeing to fund a $15,000 University of California Riverside study into the issue, and that has prompted the Great Pork Steak Rebellion.
My plan is some delicious LeGrand's hamburgers.
On the grill.
On the grill, absolutely. On the gas grill, by the way.
LeGrand's Market, a favorite St. Louis way home from work stop for sandwiches, and better yet in weather like this, pork steaks for the grill. This is prime ground for a so-called pork steak rebellion.
I'm ready to be the president of it.
Hashtag pork steak rebellion, that's right.
State Senator Eric Schmidt launched the rebellion via Twitter after learning the EPA had funded a study aimed at cutting emissions from propane grills with built-in exhaust fans and drip trays that you insert to catch grease every time you flip the meat. Smith introduced a resolution to discourage the EPA from any backyard barbecue regulations, we reached the senator by video phone in Jefferson City.
The idea that the EPA wants to find their way into our backyards when we're congregating with our neighbors, having a good time on the 4th of July, barbecuing pork steak or hamburgers is ridiculous, and it's emblematic of an agency that's sort of out of control.
Personally, I think being able to barbecue in your backyard extends your life. It's part of pleasure of backyard barbecuing, and I love it.
I do agree that we do need to take precautions for our health, but there's a lot of other things that we need to worry about beside our backyard barbecues and our neighbor functions that everybody has fun with, you know.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better than a little sunshine and a cold Budweiser and a pork steak on the grill. A lot of people feel that way, you know.
And this is a California study, but researchers there say it could have global implications. A spokeswoman for the American Lung Association in St. Louis says any study into clean air is a good idea, especially in St. Louis, where there's such a high prevalence of things like asthma. Reporting live, Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, from the people who regulated your wood stoves,
yep,
and regulated dust particles from construction sites and farms. Now they're trying to regulate your barbecue, regulate your water use in your showers and hotel rooms. Where does it end, Nancy? Where does it end? I got the study here.
And I got one word for you for epidemic asthma. It's called geoengineering.
Yeah. I got the study from the Environmental Protection Agency website before me, and I'll put this in the show notes for anybody that wants to read it. They say the objective, to perform research and develop preventative technology that will reduce fine particulate emissions from residential barbecues. This technology is intended to reduce air pollution as well as hazards in Southern California with potential for global application. Approach. The design will reduce particulate matter emissions with a two-step process, minimizing the amount of grease that is volatilized via direct contact with an open flame, and secondary treatment to filter or catalyze created particulate matter during the cooking process. Now, as I'm reading this, it's almost laughable to see the federal government spending time on something like this. But this is no laughing matter. These people are insane.
Well, Darren, remember, who was it now? Who was it that said that central heat and central air conditioning, actually any air conditioning, was not sustainable?
I believe that was Daniel Sitars, the author of the authoritative version of Agenda 21. He was an environmental activist and an attorney, and he wrote, essentially, Agenda 21.
Yep.
Anyway, they continue. They say this. Okay, the primary approach is a preventative method that will remove the majority of grease drippings from the possibility of unwanted flare-ups. Now, Nancy, you don't want an unwanted flare-up, do you? I mean, nothing is worse than an unwanted flare-up. I mean, come on, let's face it. They say a slotted and corrugated tray is inserted immediately prior to meat flipping. And removed immediately after. This short contact time prevents the tray from overheating and volatilizing the collected grease. This collected grease will then drip off into a collection tray and can be used at the pitmaster's discretion. 100% prevention is not practical, therefore, a secondary filtration system is proposed to mitigate the remaining aerosol and particulate matter formed. All right, I guess I still have some time. The secondary air filtration system is composed of a single pipe duct system which contains a specialized metal filter, a metal fan blade, a drive shaft. That's just what you need, is a drive shaft on your grill. And an accompanying power system with either a motorized or manual method. This system can be powered by either an exterior electric motor with a chain-driven drive shaft, directly spinning the fan blade, or a hand-powered crank. Both of these power methods produce the same result of creating rotational speed for the fan blade. The catalytic treatment system will include a cylindrical housing with multiple honeycomb-shaped filters coated with catalytic material to break down volatilized organic matter. A filtration method will include multi-stage filters going from greater to smaller pore sizes to avoid quick clogging and allow 10 parts per million and 2.5 PM, I'm sure the PM stands for parts per million, to be removed from the barbecue environment.
What's going to cost us $2,000 to buy a grill?
Well, that's what I was kind of wondering, because this sounds quite the engineering feat, I'm thinking. But yeah. Anyway, I'll just leave that there. I think we kind of got a feel for it.
Psychotic control.
It's just absolute insanity.
Yep.
But that's what happens when people. But here's the thing, folks. And I'm glad to see the state senator getting involved. But you know, ultimately, urging people to barbecue in their backyard, while okay, it gathers a lot of media attention, which is good, I guess. It really doesn't get the job done. What this state senator needs to do is stop these federal programs when they come rolling down from Capitol Hill. That's what needs to happen, because all this crap could be stopped. Once
and
again,
then
I have to stress.
Obama has passed an executive order.
Be stopped.
No more cooking out, folks. No
well,
more
he can pass
out.
All the executive orders he wants. They don't apply. Executive orders only apply to federal agencies, but states can stop federal agencies in the states. The states are still sovereign. The problem is the states don't stand up and claim that sovereignty, and when you don't claim your sovereignty, guess what? It's taken away from you. It's run roughshod. Another thing, too, is that they're taking money from the feds. And this is another way that the other side is getting the job done, is they're paying the states bribes. They're giving them money. It's the carrot and stick approach. And these scumbag state representatives, don't even stop to even consider, oh, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. Maybe we shouldn't be taking the money. So, anyway, that's that. Moving along here, speaking of insanity, remember Cliven Bundy, the Nevada rancher who was going up against the Bureau of Land Management? There are efforts now to try to come back at him and his supporters, the people who stood with him, and prosecute the supporters. The Green Wire, back a few days ago, published this. Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and his armed supporters who protested the Bureau of Land Management's roundup of Bundy's cattle last April broke the law and should be brought to justice, a Minnesota congresswoman said this morning. And this was the morning of the 19th, I guess.
Ooh, that tells me that they got more ranchers in mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cliven Bundy is only, you know, see, here's the thing. They can't take a defeat on the chin and keep it and just, you know, they were humbled at that whole thing. And we told you that this whole thing isn't over.
Yep.
But folks, the fight for freedom never is. And that's the point. I guess we have to beat home regularly. You might say, well, you know, we never really win. You know, it's just a delayed thing. They always come back. Well, yeah, of course they always come back.
Yeah, exactly.
But so do we. And that's the point. We're not going away either. And don't ever think about quitting. Don't ever think about giving up this fight. Because it's too important.
Yeah, you want to barbecue some cow? Don't give up.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, okay, people have put their head in the sand for so long. And I've had people tell me, well, you know, all that stuff doesn't affect me. I don't know how you can deal with that. I don't know how you deal with this stuff all the time. It's all negative news. I just can't take it. Okay, fine. Don't take it. Don't take it. Ignore it. And this is what happens, people. You want to get together with your friends? Guess what? The worst scumbags on the face of the planet are going to be telling you you can't. You can't barbecue your hamburgers. You can't barbecue your steaks. You can't take a shower. Heck,
you can't grow a garden in your yard.
You can't even flush your toilet, for heaven's sake. The toilets don't flush because these idiots have regulated water for so long. This is what happens when people, good people, ordinary people, don't get involved.
Yep.
The ever-increasing tyranny creeps in greater and greater and greater while you're sleeping. We got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Hello?
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com Strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast. This is Governed America. We are coming back a little bit early. Apparently there's a little bit of an automation snafu there, and so our bumper music hasn't fired yet, but that's okay. Anyway, continuing on, we've been talking about the Cliven Bundy situation in light of the fact that now there is a Congress critter who is now pushing for the feds to go after the supporters there that were armed and stood with Bundy and his family. And these people were heroes, Nancy. These were absolute heroes. The folks that put their lives on the line and wouldn't back down.
Yes.
I mean, they were the, as I recall, and I'm doing this from memory, but I believe, if I remember correctly, the Bureau of Land Management agency officers were actually threatened to shoot them. And these people continued to move forward, move toward them. They didn't back down. They continued to move forward. And finally, that's when the other side decided, okay, we're done here. There's nothing we can do. They're not leaving. They're not going to be intimidated. Now, it could very well have happened that the officers would open fire on them. But these people were willing to stand in the gap and keep moving forward because they understood if they didn't take their stand, then it would be over. Clive and Bundy's battle is our battle. And this battle is being played out over and over and over again every day across this country. Clive and Bundy's fight came to light. There are many farmers and ranchers across this nation whose battles don't ever come to light. They aren't hurt, but they're regularly persecuted by the Bureau of Land Management or some other federal agency.
Well, and Darren, I repeat the headline. The Fed moves to seize water rights from 100,000 Montanans, all surface water and wells. What do you think happens in Montana? Some of the largest ranches, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States are in Montana. Mm-hmm. Cattle ranches.
Yeah. Getting back to this Greenwire piece, the name of the Congress critter that's going after the Bundy supporters, her name is Betty McCullum. She's a Democrat from Minnesota. She pressed the Bureau of Land Management Director Neil Korns on what the government has done to deter illegal grazing on public lands and to protect agency employees who have been threatened by anti-government violence. And this is according to the article. I'm not saying I agree with the statements of the article. But, quote, Mr. Bundy and his band of armed thugs are dangerous, she says. They have committed acts that are criminal by threatening federal employees.
No.
She told that to the
BLM. Who was threatening who?
Exactly. Oh. Thank you. She told that to Korns during a hearing of the House Interior Environment and Related Agencies Appropriations Subcommittee on BLM's $1.2 billion fiscal 2016 budget request. They should be held accountable, she said. They should be prosecuted. So, anyway, I'll leave that article in the show notes as well so you can read it.
Bring a standing army into the United States threatening people, and that's exactly what happened at the Bundy Ranch.
Yeah, yeah. Harry Reid doing land deals with communist China, I think it's great that he got beat up. Apparently, he gets beat up a lot. So, couldn't happen to a nicer guy, huh? Anyway, we're just about out of this hour. You know, there's another story. There's a gentleman out in Kingman, which I believe would be Montana. He's fighting the feds also about roads on his property. And again, that's the Bureau of Land Management as well. So these battles are going on all over the place. That's the point. Anyway, we're out of this hour already. We'll continue in the next hour as Covered America continues here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Much, much, much more to come. Stay with us.